near the intersection of Camden Road and Natal Drive. State Highway Patrol says the driver of a yellow Dodge Charger you see there hit a Kia, causing it to flip onto its roof. The driver of the Kia was killed. Troopers say the driver of the Charger was impaired and speed was also a factor. We're waiting to learn what other charges the driver may face.
This morning, police are trying to track down the person who shot a teenager and a five-year-old in Durham. This happened yesterday afternoon on Dearborn Drive, and WREL's Monica Casey has been staying on top of this story and joins us live from Durham PD. Monica, this has just left that community shaken this morning.
Yeah, Chris, it really has. Durham police data as of last Saturday, that's the most recent update, shows that three juveniles had been shot in the city so far this year. Now, yesterday's shooting brings that number up to at least five juveniles shot in Durham in 2024. Yesterday's shooting happened at the Oxford Manor community. That's a Durham Housing Authority complex just north of downtown. The five-year-old girl and 16-year-old boy had non-life-threatening injuries. People who live in that complex tell us violence often happens in that neighborhood.
It's crazy, man. You know what I'm saying? It is, man. You know what I'm saying? How Bradtown is. I thought Bradtown was good, you know what I'm saying? Because I came out here about a month ago, you know what I'm saying? And I seen this right here. It's, you know, same.
Investigators were on scene there for hours, marking multiple shell casings up and down Dearborn Drive. Police say the bullets came from a passing vehicle, meaning this was a drive-by shooting. As of now, no arrests have been made. In Durham, Monica Casey, WREL News.
This morning, Cary police are searching for two men who robbed a man at gunpoint and stole his truck. Police say a man was attacked while he was sitting in his truck and then dragged out and his truck was stolen. Officers say it happened at an apartment community in Cary on Green Landing Drive. Around 11 last night, police found the abandoned truck on West Fallon Drive in Cary. The man who was robbed is expected to be okay. A man and a woman are in custody after police say they broke into an apartment and then led police on a high-speed chase. That apartment is on Hillgrove Lane in Garner. The chase later started on White Oak Road. The suspect sped over 100 miles per hour during the chase. It ended when the two jumped out of the vehicle and ran away on I-40 near the South Saunders Street exit in Raleigh. Police say someone was assaulted during the break-in, and they say the victims and suspects all know each other. We're working to learn the identities of the two people involved and the charges they face.
Today, a jury could reach a verdict in the case of Christina Matos. The NC State student was killed in 2021, and her husband of 5 days, Eric Hernandez-Mendez, who you see on your screen there, is charged with her murder. Prosecutors say he is a liar and would lie under oath to save himself.
He would lie to you and force you to find him not guilty. You now are his golden ticket.
Actually, two people came out of that bedroom, but only one of them killed Christina. It was either Eric or it was Kaylee.
The defendant's attorney is trying to convince the jury that their roommate killed Matos and that Hernandez-Mendez helped clean up the mess.
Today, the Durham Public School Board is taking steps in its search for a new superintendent. The board will hold a special meeting today to discuss selecting the firm that will help select the new leader. It will get started at 5 p.m. at the Fuller Administrative Building. Currently, former superintendent of Wake County Schools, Caddy Moore, is the interim superintendent for Durham.
Starting today, you can renew your driver's license and do other DMV business at the grocery store. New self-serve DMV kiosks will be available at three Harris Teeter stores in the state. That includes the one on Briar Creek in Raleigh and Highland Center on Rayford Road in Fayetteville. The video you're looking at right now is of similar kiosks already in place in California. At the kiosks, you'll be able to renew your driver's license or your state ID, print temporary identification certificates, and more. You'll even be able to register to vote. More kiosks could be coming at other locations across the state, too. New this morning, it is official. The Biden-Trump rematch is set for November's general election, and former President Donald Trump secured the Republican nomination for president after the results of yesterday's primaries. President Joe Biden secured the Democratic nomination. Trump received enough delegates to seal the nomination without ever stepping on a debate stage. Now, after getting the nomination, he said, quote, "Now we have to get back to work because we have the worst president in the history of the country," end quote. President Biden released a statement yesterday expressing gratitude to have people support him when, quote, "the threat Trump poses is greater than ever."
We're getting an idea of how online sports betting is taking off in North Carolina after becoming legal on Monday. BetMGM shared some information about the bets they saw on the first day. March Madness is on a lot of people's minds, and it shows. BetMGM says UNC was the most popular choice to win the NCAA tournament, making up nearly 48% of the bets. Only 4% of the bets were for Duke winning it all.
In a few hours, House GOP leaders will vote on a bill that could ban TikTok here in the U.S. It could also change the app's ownership from the company ByteDance. The vote is expected around 10 this morning, and lawmakers and TikTok creators gathered on Capitol Hill yesterday to oppose the proposed ban. Many argue the bill is unfair and could hurt nearly 5 million businesses that rely on this platform. If the bill passes the House, it will move to the Senate, where its fate could be in jeopardy. The Wall Street Journal reports that Bobby Kotick, the former CEO of the video game company Activision Blizzard, is interested in buying TikTok.
You have another chance to become really rich tonight. The Powerball jackpot now sits at $559 million. The take-home value would be more than $273 million if you get it all at once. You can watch tonight's drawing at 11 right here on WREL. If you're having issues getting the prescriptions you need, it could be the result of a cyber attack. How the attack is affecting pharmacies across the country, next.
And George Santos has gone into more detail about running for Congress again. We'll explain what he says will change this time around ahead of New York's primary.
And this is a live look at Durham from the American Tobacco Campus. Today is going to feel very spring-like, temperatures in the high 70s. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner will join us after the break to talk about that and the next weather maker she's tracking.
From the WREL Severe Weather Center, North Carolina's most experienced team of meteorologists.
It is 4:43, and it's a slightly warmer morning, as much as 5 to 10 degrees warmer in some places than it was this time yesterday. 48 in Wilson, 48 in Durham, and 50 in Fayetteville. We're going to see another beautiful sunny day. We hit mid-70s yesterday. We'll be in the mid to upper 70s for this afternoon, and just a very warm period for us. So heading out the door, you probably want a jacket. If you're headed out to walk the dogs, it's still going to be on the cool side. I was happy to have my jacket this morning. But check this out. By lunchtime, almost 70, and we're looking at upper 70s for highs this afternoon, with lots and lots of sunshine. The sunshine and the warm temperatures stick with us for a while, all the way into Friday. Friday is now looking like the better day for some scattered showers and thunderstorms, but our chances both Friday and Sunday are starting to back off a little bit. I'll show you coming up.
New this morning, dramatic video from Japan shows the country's first rocket built by a private company exploding shortly after liftoff. Take a look at this. The rocket exploded just seconds after launching, filling the sky with smoke and flames. A Tokyo startup company called Space One conducted the launch. There were no immediate reports of any injuries or significant damage on the ground. Space One has not commented on what may have caused the rocket to explode.
Students at UNC Pembroke honored the life of a student who was shot to death near campus. A vigil was held last night for Cameron Taylor. He was a sophomore at the college. Hundreds of people gathered at Upchurch Auditorium to remember him. Another man died and four other people were hurt in the March 2nd shooting. The university's chancellor is promising more law enforcement on campus and more patrols around off-campus housing.
A driver who admitted to hitting and killing a 10-year-old girl will not serve any more jail time. He will serve 30 months of supervised probation instead. Dozens of Danae Allen's loved ones showed up to court yesterday as the man responsible was sentenced. Now, you may remember this tragedy in Dunn. Security video captured the moment Allen ran after the family dog across the street. The girl went part of the way and then quickly turned around. And that's when Ronald Fox drove off the road, hit and killed the girl. Fox's sentence came as a shock for some of Allen's family.
I don't know what I was expecting, but it was certainly not probation.
Under his plea agreement, four other charges Fox faced were dismissed.
Former Republican Congressman George Santos is hoping voters on Long Island will send him back to Congress. That's despite the fact that he is facing a 23-count federal indictment. Santos was expelled from the House last year. You may remember that ethics report criticizing his conduct and possible misuse of campaign funds. During President Biden's State of the Union address, Santos announced on social media he is running for the U.S. House again. But this time, Santos says he is running for New York's 1st District, moving over from the 3rd District.
There's only one way to win this. It's with transparency, right? I have an uphill battle to climb. That's true.
Santos says he will challenge the seat held by fellow Republican Nick LaLota, who led the charge to expel Santos last year.
A cyber attack is causing prescription delays across the country. Change Healthcare says its system has been hacked. This has caused huge delays as pharmacists try to process prescriptions. In some cases, patients had to pay out of pocket for their meds. People express frustration about the impact of the cyber attack.
It's terrible, especially when you think about our seniors. You know, I'm kind of healthy, but when our seniors can't get the medicine that they need because of a scam.
People shouldn't be able to do things like this.
The impact of the cyber attack is having a trickle-down impact. Cape Fear Valley Pharmacies announced last night their pharmacies resume insurance billing. The process was paused shortly during the cyber attack. For NC State to make the big dance, they have to win 5 games in 5 days. They now have one of those wins down after beating Louisville to start the ACC tournament last night. Casey Hintz has a look ahead from Washington, D.C.
Good morning, everyone. Casey Hintz inside Capital One Arena, where last night NC State kept its season alive, taking down Louisville 94-85. Now, they knew coming into this one, they were shorthanded without DJ Horn, who's still dealing with that hip flexor injury. So they knew being shorthanded, they were going to need everyone. And last night, they got everyone.
But everybody's got to step up. When you lose a guy who can score the basketball the way he does, I would have never guessed that we would score 94 points without DJ Horn, but we did. I thought everybody was aggressive. You know, Casey Marcel had a little bit to do with it. But, you know, without him, we have to have a little bit more player and ball movement. We're running more plays. He's really the guy that can kind of create for himself. But with everybody else, we're trying to get everybody involved.
Another winner-go-home game tonight for NC State. They'll take on Syracuse, a team they met twice in the regular season. They lost both of those, so the fellas hungry for a get-back game. That'll be a 7 p.m. tip here, and I will have highlights and reaction coming up for you later tonight on WREL. But for now, Casey Hintz, WREL Sports, Washington, D.C.
And Casey will have a live report from Washington, D.C. this evening with post-game press conferences and locker room reaction. WREL is your home for college basketball coverage in March.
Let's go over now to meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner. Elizabeth, this morning, I know it's a little cooler out, but it wasn't too bad as I was going in, but it's the rest of the day. That's what I'm looking forward to.
Oh, yeah. We hit 75 yesterday. Going to be in the upper 70s for it today. It was a cold start yesterday in the 30s, and we're in the 40s this morning, so it's a little bit warmer, but still jacket weather in my book. 48 degrees right now as you're headed out the door. Temperatures will hold in the 40s up until around 9 a.m., and then it's a quick jump to almost 70 degrees by lunchtime. So you remember yesterday, we really warmed up those temperatures fast. We'll see the same thing again today. Right now, we do have some 30s on the map, 37 in Roxborough, 39 in South Hill. We did drop down to freezing yesterday morning in Roxborough. Upper 50s in the Triangle, as well as Rocky Mount, Wilson, Goldsboro, 44 in Southern Pines, and it's 50 degrees right now in Fayetteville. So our 24-hour temperature change, pretty significant, anywhere from 5 to 10 degrees in most places, not everywhere, but most places seeing a significant warm-up this morning compared to yesterday. A high of 78 in Raleigh, 77 in Durham, and 79 in Fayetteville with lots of sunshine for today. Our south to southwest wind will really warm things up. And we're looking at our first two 80-degree days of the year for tomorrow and Friday. Still not that close to records. The record high for Thursday is 86, set back in 1990. And on Friday, the record's 87, which was set back in 1973. So a big warm up here. And, you know, we're only at, what is today, the 13th, and we're already seeing 80-degree days. So we may end up with more than our average of two this year. Looking nice for the St. Patrick's Day parade. We have a chance for some showers and thunderstorms late on Friday, but Saturday's looking pretty good. The parade begins in downtown Raleigh at 10 o'clock. Temperatures will likely be in the mid-60s at that point, but climbing, you know, easily into the low 70s during the afternoon. Partly cloudy, mild and breezy, and our own Jeff Hogan is the Grand Marshal. Lots of warmth across a good chunk of the eastern part of the United States. You can see those yellow and orange color contours where temperatures are above normal, but we do have some cooler air that arrives by by Tuesday. Notice how we're still in the yellows on Monday, but by Tuesday, our temperatures could drop back into the 50s. So we're going to go from 80s to 50s by early next week. Our pollen count is down a little bit as of last check yesterday. Low for trees, low for grasses, and it's likely to be medium Thursday and Friday. But with a little bit of rain on Friday, that number might drop a little bit for Saturday and for next week, too, when our temperatures fall off a little bit. So Thursday and Friday highs are in the 80s. Saturday looks beautiful with a high of 75. And Sunday is trending a little drier. We'll take a look at our timeline for showers on Sunday coming up in just a little bit.
And we'll take a little drier. Thank you, Elizabeth. A new report is raising major concerns about the risk artificial intelligence could pose to the U.S., why some experts say it could lead to catastrophic national security risks.
This morning, a new warning about the danger artificial intelligence may pose. In a report commissioned by the State Department, experts warn AI poses a catastrophic security risk to the U.S. unless the federal government steps in to avert disaster. The report says time is running out for the government to act. The findings were based on interviews with more than 200 people, including top executives from leading AI companies. Experts say while there are many positives when it comes to artificial intelligence, it could also become menacing and uncontrollable.
A new class of law enforcement officers will soon be working in Wake County. Today, Wake Tech is celebrating the graduation of nearly 20 cadets from its basic law enforcement training program. The Zebulon Police Chief is the guest speaker of that event. Today's ceremony starts at 10 o'clock in Raleigh.
Actors Christina Applegate and Jamie Lynn Sigler are getting vulnerable about a disease they share while hoping to help others in the process. The two are launching a podcast titled Messy. It's about living with multiple sclerosis. Applegate was diagnosed with MS in August of 2021. And Sigler, who starred on The Sopranos, has lived with MS for 20 years. The two told People magazine how the disease brought them together, and they decided to launch the podcast after realizing how their conversations were helping each other. Messy will debut March 19th. Neve Campbell is returning to the Scream franchise to reprise her role as Sydney Prescott in Scream 7. She made the announcement on Instagram showing a picture of the script. The script also revealed that Kevin Williamson, the original film's writer, will direct the sequel.
The PGA Tour's Players Championships will be live here on WREL this weekend. You can watch golf's best players Saturday at 2 and Sunday at 1. And this morning on Today, NBC's Mike Tirico and pro golfer Justin Thomas are live from the TPC Sawgrass Course in Florida. Today airs at 7 o'clock right here on WREL. Mm-hmm.
Shake Shack is offering free burgers, all thanks to the Oscars. Earlier this month, the burger chain said it would give out free food depending how long Hollywood's Biggest Night lasted. It predicted the show would run 3 hours and 31 minutes. If it went longer, customers could get a free chicken Shake Shack sandwich. Well, if it went shorter, they could get the Smoke Shack burger. Turns out the Oscars ran a little short. And from now until Monday, you can use the promo code BIGWINS to get the Smoke Shack burger.
Police are looking for the person who shot a teenager and a five-year-old this morning, yesterday, over 13 hours after the shooting. And WREL's Monica Casey has been staying on top of the story and will join us live at 5.
The search for a college student who disappeared over the weekend in Nashville, Tennessee, enters its fifth day. WRL's Ken Smith has newly released video of the last time he was seen.
And a close encounter for zookeepers in Texas. We are going to show you the moments they got charged by a silverback gorilla.